Hello and welcome to Exclusively Yours podcast, the podcast for those who find themselves curious about the lives of professional companions. I am your host, Ellis Hendricks, Dallas-based companion. Thanks for tuning in to the final episode for the year. As we prepare for the end of 2023, it's a time for reflection, gratitude, and of course, a sneak peek into what lies ahead. One of the beautiful aspects of a new year is the opportunity to reflect on personal growth, achievements, and the lessons learned along the way. I want to express my gratitude to all our listeners and supporters who have made this podcast possible. Your feedback, engagement, and enthusiasm have fueled this creative journey. Before I dive into the excitement of what's to come, let's embrace the spirit of nostalgia. What were some of your favorite moments from this past year? Were there any dates in particular that you remembered? Any providers that really struck a chord or stood out with you? Anyone that you admire that you got to learn more about through social media or OnlyFans or anything like that? I love to take a moment to just sit back and reflect on all of the good things that we have experienced throughout 2023. So I'll share one of my favorite things. The fact that I remembered I even had this podcast, the fact that I even started this podcast. This podcast was started in, I believe, the year 2020. It was just something fun, something different for me to do to connect with clients who wanted to be able to hear my voice and learn more about who I am as a person, as well as a companion. So that was my favorite. One of my favorite moments from the year was to be able to get the fire back in me to come back to the podcast and be able to say things that I wanted to say, because that is the main reason I stopped recording to begin with. If I feel that I don't have anything of value to offer my audience, whether it be other providers who are looking for advice or looking for someone to listen to who is in the same boat as them, or it be clients who are looking to learn things from another provider to experience all of the lessons that they may want to know, or things that you may want to know before diving in and hiring or booking a companion. I'm so grateful for all of you that are here listening and who have listened from the beginning to me. As we prepare to turn the page on the calendar, it's essential to acknowledge the challenges we've faced. This year, more than ever, has taught us resilience, adaptability, and the strength that lies within our community. Now let's shift to our future focus. What can you expect from Exclusively Yours in the coming new year? We have some exciting new plans, new themes, and amazing guests lined up. The journey continues, and I'm eager to explore even more fascinating topics in sex work with you. So I've been seeing this trend going around social media, and it is, what are we bringing into the new year, 2024, and what we are leaving behind or putting out for 2023. So here are a few of my personal ins and outs. So what I am bringing into 2024 is accepting deposits. I've always accepted deposits. I think I've accepted deposits since 2020. I know I had, the last straw for me was when I had someone book an out call, and I went to the hotel and they just basically never picked up the phone. They acted like you know, I didn't exist. And so from then on, that was my point where everyone had to pay deposits. Like, I will never be taken for granted, and my time be taken for granted ever again. And you will hear on the new podcast with the special guest we have for next week. I'm so excited to share with y'all a little bit more about the new deposit policy that I have that is going into effect for 2024. Also, I decided not too long ago, actually in November of this year, that I would be raising my rates. I have a very busy life outside of offering companionship, and I would like to align with those people who also feel that they value their time and what they want to see and do and who they'd like to spend time with. So to reflect the time that I put, the time and the effort that I put into my dates, I have decided to raise my rates for 2024. Another thing that is in for me is only seeing the gentlemen that I find a vibrational match, who are a vibrational match with me, who are in alignment with the things that I want to do and the things that I offer, the experience that I offer. And I like longer dates. I always have. Like, I tried to convince myself to be the high volume girl, to just, you know, get in and out, but that's just not how my brain and or how my body works. It takes a minute for me to warm up to someone, and I know that is how a lot of clients are, and I genuinely appreciate the time that it takes to just build that genuine connection with clients instead of just being really impersonal, you know, get them in, get them out. So I only want to see those gentlemen who like to do the same things that I like to do, who like to go out to have bite to eat, who want to go see a concert, who want to go maybe see a football game together, go Cowboys, or a hockey game, go Dallas Stars and Carolina Hurricanes, by the way. So that is what I'm looking forward to in 2024. The things that I'm leaving behind in 2023 are the outs, are trying to keep up with unrealistic and ever-changing beauty standards. That is out for me. That is the number one stressor for me. And I know a lot of companions have body dysmorphia, myself included. And the most important aspect of being a companion to me is that I am healthy first before anything else. I do not want to be out here starving myself. I do not want to be out here making myself sick to conform to some unrealistic beauty standard. And here's the thing about it, and I'm talking to all my companions out there, you are hot, you are worthy, you are sexy out there to someone. There is literally a companion for anyone. All body types, all body shapes are welcome in this industry. You can make the money no matter what you look like. Just please, I beg of you, be healthy in what you do, make good choices. And that is my ultimate goal for this year. To not be so insecure about my body, but just to be as healthy and as fit as I possibly can. And to get my mental health right, you know, because, you know, we are beautiful people inside and out. We got this. I love and appreciate everyone and every body type. The second out is referring to this job as a hobby. This job is not a hobby. This job is a job. This is an income stream for a lot of us. While it is a very fun one at that, it is still a job, and I am out with seeing hobbyists. If anybody refers to a date with me as a hobby or as themselves as being a hobbyist, that's an automatic fail for me. I am not going to entertain that in 2024. The last out for me is burnout. Now, burnout is avoidable if you listen to the signs that your body is giving you. Your body will let you know first and foremost, and you have to listen to that. You have to listen to your body. Is it telling you you're tired, you need to rest? Maybe you don't need to see that client in particular. Maybe you have a gut feeling, a gut reaction. If something doesn't feel right in your body, do not do it. There will be another client. There will be another opportunity. Do not burn yourself out, because when that right opportunity presents itself, are you going to be able and ready and willing to hold the space for your client so that they can have a great experience, the experience that you want them to have, the experience where you are going to have them come back to you, where they're going to be able to feel comfortable in the space with you. So listen to your body. Don't get burnt out, because when you burn out, you crash and burn, and you will not, you know, you won't want to come back for a while. I mean, I know I've done that to myself in previous years, and I'm so glad this year is the year that I decided to take a hiatus, and I will be scheduling those into my year moving forward. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if I'm going to be like a seasonal whore. And I really liked how Mia Lee talked about that, about not dancing when it wasn't busy, wherever she is. Like, that is the way to run a business. If it's not busy, don't burn yourself out. Find another income stream. Do something else. And that wraps up my ins and outs for 2023 and 2024. Now back to the podcast. But of course, none of this that I'm doing here would be possible without you, the heart and soul of the podcast. I want to hear from you. That is why I created that new email account. What topics would you like for me to cover? Who would you like to see as a guest? Share your thoughts on our social media. You can follow us on Twitter or drop us an email. Everything will be in the show notes. Let's make the next year even more remarkable together. Before I wrap up this episode and bid adieu to 2023, I want to leave you with a message of hope, gratitude, and anticipation. Whatever challenges may come, remember that each new day is a chance for growth and positive change. Thank you for being a part of the Exclusively Yours family. I'm wishing you a joyful holiday season, a fantastic new year, and all the success and happiness that 2024 has to offer. This is Ellis Hendricks signing off for the year. Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep making the world a better place, one conversation at a time.